From 93.7 KKRL, this is Courtney Klucke reporting your 12 o'clock news. Research was published last week that shows global warming could cause a shortage of barley, thus less beer. Brewers think the agricultural industry will adapt to the change and continue to thrive. A team of researchers from China, the United States, Britain, and Mexico believe global beer production will fall by 16%. The researchers think the barley will go to livestock farming and it will take precedence over beer production. Beer consumption will then fall by 29 billion liters, according to a study conducted in 2011. Margot Rick, a resident of Nebraska, reacted to the news.
The agricultural industry better adapt because us Midwesterners love our beer.
In other news, many critics, including Paul Ryan, have stepped forward to oppose Trump's efforts to end birthright citizenship. Trump believes it can be done by an executive order, but birthright citizenship is guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. To void birthright citizenship, the 14th Amendment would either need to go through Congress or by asking the Supreme Court to overturn their earlier interpretation of the law. Either way, the process would be quite lengthy.
Morgan Rosenbaum, the third generation of her family to receive birthright citizenship, responded to the news.
So, I don't think it's a good idea to get rid of birthright citizenship because our ancestors were given birthright citizenship, and if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be here.
Even if the order was introduced, the amount of illegal immigrants would not change because their primary reason for coming to the United States is to create a better life for their families. The population of undocumented immigrants would instead grow within decades. Now on to sports. The Boston Red Sox added their fourth World Series trophy to their collection in just 15 years. Rarely does the best team in baseball actually win the World Series. The Red Sox have added their name to the list with the 1998 Yankees, the 1909 Pirates, the 1927 Yankees, and the 1961 Yankees. The Sox were able to go 11-3 in the postseason against the 100-win Yankees, the defending champs, and the 103-win Astros, and the back-to-back National League champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Danielle Plath, a lifelong Red Sox fan, commented on the team's success.
When the Red Sox won the World Series, I was happy to see that not only did they prove themselves during the regular season, but also in the postseason.
The 2018 Boston Red Sox have cemented their names in history by becoming one of the best teams in baseball. This is Courtney Klucke reporting your 12 o'clock news from 93.7 KKRL.